All right, let's dive straight into the last of our three-part series on the Defence Infrastructure Panel. Major contractors, or DIPMC for short, which is kind of like the backbone of defence projects here in Australia, covering all the big ones, anything over $200 million. But it doesn't just create opportunities for those 18 companies, does it?
Exactly. The panel itself is made up of 18 major contractors who've already been vetted for their capacity to deliver large-scale infrastructure projects. But here's the interesting part. There are actually a lot of opportunities for smaller subcontractors and consultants to get involved, even if they're not on the panel itself.
How does that work, though?
Well, you've got to start by keeping an eye on upcoming projects. Defence's Integrated Investment Program lays out what projects are in the pipeline. And then there's decnet.com.au. It's one of the best places to track opportunities and pick up on which panel contractors are likely to be bidding in specific areas.
So it's less about waiting for tenders to drop on Austender and more about engaging early, yeah?
That's right. A lot of head contractors start forming their teams and sorting out supply chains well before the formal tender process begins. If you're a subcontractor or a consultant, reaching out early can really set you up to be included in their plans. It's all about proactive networking.
Proactive, like showing up at events and just saying, hey, here's why you'd want to work with me.
Sort of, but you've got to come prepared. Know their projects, their priorities, and be able to articulate how you can add value. For example, if you're local to an area or have innovative solutions, those things matter. Really, it's about building trust and familiarity.
And once you've got that foot in the door, where do you go from there?
That's when you align what you're offering to the contractor's goals. Defence work doesn't just focus on timelines and budgets. It's tied to broader objectives like Indigenous participation, local content, sustainability, and even skills development. If you sync your pitch with those goals, it makes you a much more appealing partner.
So to sum up, know the projects, connect early, and basically be indispensable.
Pretty much. If you can position yourself as a problem solver, someone who helps them de-risk and deliver efficiently, you'll set yourself apart. Let's not forget, it's competitive, but for those who prepare well, these opportunities can be game-changing.
All right, so we've gone over how to make that early connection and align with contractor goals. But once you've got their attention, you really need to prove you're defence ready, right? That's not just a buzzword here, it's a standard.
Exactly. Defence projects come with some of the highest standards in safety, security, and compliance. It's not just about whether you can do the work, but whether you can also meet the required benchmarks without them needing to babysit you.
Benchmarks like what though? WHS systems or security clearances?
Both and more. WHS systems are non-negotiable, even for subcontractors. Having strong, documented safety procedures reassures head contractors you'll meet their expectations. Security clearances also need to be set up early. Waiting until you've got the contract is way too late.
So it's like, check all the boxes before you even get to play.
In a sense, yes. And it's not just ticking boxes either. You want to remove barriers for the panel contractors to say yes. That means flexibility too. Defence work often throws unexpected scope changes or tight deadlines your way, and they value companies that can adapt quickly.
Got it. Flexibility, WHS, clearances, basically, don't be the weak link.
Right. And let's not forget, you can also stand out by aligning with their broader objectives. For example, Indigenous engagement is a big deal. If you're an Indigenous-owned business or have initiatives that boost local participation, it's a huge selling point.
Oh, I love that. So it's beyond just meeting compliance, yeah? What else fits into those bigger goals?
Sustainability is another big one. From reducing environmental impacts to promoting practices that support long-term benefits, it's all about how you align your services with Defence's values. Say you've got a sustainable supply chain or designs that reduce waste. That's a story you'd want to tell.
And skills development, right? Like you'd need a workforce plan or something?
Exactly. Defence projects often tie into skills programs, like tracking apprentice hours. If you can show you're contributing to skill building in the industry, it goes a long way. Honestly, all these efforts, Indigenous inclusion, sustainability, and skills, they make you more than just a vendor. You become part of the bigger mission.
And that mission is what seals the deal for panel contractors?
It absolutely can. These aren't just feel-good initiatives. They're baked into the panel's obligations. When you align what you offer with those priorities, you're not just solving their operational challenges, you're helping them hit their own targets too.
All right, let's switch gears to networking. If aligning with defence values is so important, How do you even stand out at defense or industry events? I mean, you walk in and it's just wall-to-wall suits.
It can definitely feel overwhelming, but that's why preparation is key. Before you even show up, research who's likely to be there. Look up panel contractors working on projects in your region and know what they're focusing on. Tailoring your pitch around their initiatives can make all the difference.
So not just, hi, I do this too, but a targeted value prop.
Exactly. Think about what makes you different. Do you bring local expertise? Maybe you've tackled similar challenges before. It's about demonstrating how you solve problems they care about. And don't forget to back it up with actual results. A well-documented case study can be really powerful.
Oh, I love that. It's like storytelling for business. Here's what we did, and here's why it worked.
Exactly. Case studies help build trust, especially when they highlight measurable outcomes. Things like cost savings, time efficiencies, or innovative solutions will stick with them. And when you're at the event, emphasize collaboration. It's never just about pitching. Sometimes hosting a joint presentation with a panel contractor can show alignment in action.
Hosting a joint presentation? That's next level bold. How does that even come together?
You'd be surprised. If you've worked with a contractor before or can propose an innovative angle together, they're often open to it. It's a chance to showcase shared values like sustainability or Indigenous engagement while also positioning yourself as a reliable partner.
So it's not just, here's what I've done, but here's how we can do even more together.
That's right. Building relationships in those settings isn't about hard selling. It's about creating partnerships that last beyond a single project. Contractors want to work with people who understand their challenges and offer real solutions. If you can communicate that clearly, you'll stand out.
All right, now let's bring all these pieces together. We've talked about crafting targeted pitches, using storytelling to highlight measurable results, and building meaningful partnerships. But the key question now is, how do you take all of that insight and turn it into action within the DIPMC ecosystem?
Exactly. And the first most practical step you can take is downloading the contact list of the 18 panel contractors. That's where you start building those relationships, networking early, reaching out, and positioning yourself as a valuable partner.
Yeah, and don't overthink it. Sometimes it's as simple as sending an email, introducing your business, and asking about their upcoming projects. You want to plant that seed early, so when the time comes, they already know what you bring to the table.
And don't forget to tailor your approach. Focus on things like sustainability, Indigenous engagement, or innovation, whatever aligns best with their goals. Being targeted and informed will always set you apart.
Right. It's about showing them you're not just another vendor. You're someone who can help them deliver and hit those broader defense objectives.
Exactly. So take that first step. Download the list, reach out, and don't be afraid to follow up. Building trust and familiarity does take time, but for businesses willing to engage strategically, the opportunities within the DIPMC ecosystem are absolutely worth it.
And on that note, that's a wrap for today's episode of Mastering Defense Infrastructure. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, get out there, get involved, and get defense ready.
We'll see you next time. Good luck.